The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus began to speak to the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders in parables. A man planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenant farmers and left on a journey. At the proper time, he sent a servant to the tenants to obtain from them some of the produce of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Again he sent them another servant, and that one they beat over the head and treated shamefully. He sent yet another whom they killed. So too many others. Some they beat, others they killed. He had one other to send, a beloved son. He sent him to them last of all, thinking, they will respect my son. But those tenants said to one another, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. So they seized him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come, put the tenants to death, and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this scripture passage? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. They were seeking to arrest him, but they feared the crowd, for they realized that he had addressed the parable to them. So they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. In these last few years, preparing for daily homilies, daily mass, it's been a joy to learn more about so many saints that I was unaware of, like the saints of today, Saints Charles Luanga and companions. So they were from a little kingdom in what is now Uganda, southern Uganda. And the White Fathers, a group of priests who wore white cassocks, so they called them the White Fathers, had traveled to Africa to bring the faith there. They arrive in this kingdom, and they are warmly welcomed. In 6 years, 200 members of this kingdom had embraced the faith. And all of a sudden, the king begins to be worried, thinking he's going to lose his authority. And so he says, no more Christianity, no more spreading of this faith. And he takes a Protestant missionary and one of his companions and has them executed, thinking that'll settle everything. His chief steward was a baptized Catholic. The chief steward of his court comes to him and reproaches him and says, King, what you've done is wrong. And thinking he has this friendship with the king, surely his life is okay, he has that man put to death. Actually, he says to one of his attendants, he says, tie his hands and take him away. The man's response was, King, there is no need to have my hands tied. A Christian who gives his life for God is not afraid to die. The next steward who is appointed is Charles Luanga. Little did the king know that he was a catechumen. On the day he becomes a member of the king's court, the day he takes his office as chief steward, he requests baptism. Right? He doesn't want to go into this office without the grace of baptism, so he's baptized. And one of his principal aims as the chief steward was to keep young men, young boys, away from the king because he was a pedophile. So a few months go by, and all of a sudden the king begins to realize, okay, where are these pages of mine? And he goes and approaches one of them, and he says, why haven't you been around? He says, King, I'm taking classes to become a Christian. I've been busy. It infuriates the king, and so he calls for a major persecution. He has all the doors of his royal palace locked, because any members of his court who are Christians, he wants to put to death. So he locks all the doors. Charles Luanga immediately goes to those who are catechumens, and they all receive the gift of baptism. He calls all the members of his court into his office, and he says this. Interesting, the words that he used. He says, those who pray, stand over there. Those who do not pray, come stand by me. He doesn't say those who are Christians, those who are not. Those who pray, stand over there. Those who do not pray stand by me, right? The power of prayer. Charles Lwanga and 13 others, and they're sent on a 37-mile trek to the place of execution. As they're walking along, they pass the house of the White Fathers. Then one of the priests who has catechized them comes out on the front of his property, and he's grief-stricken seeing all these men. And yet he is surprised to see the joy as they're going to their place of execution. And one of them looks at him and says this, "Father, why are you so sad? This is nothing compared to the joys that you have taught us to look forward to." They were all burned alive. They proclaimed the name of our Lord as they went to death, and they said to those around them, "You can burn our bodies, but you cannot harm our souls." Charles Lwanga himself, as he was burning, said, "It is like you are pouring water on me. Please repent and become Christians." The effect, in the last 150 years, the faith has spread in Africa like no other place in the world.